The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Samach Beit. We're holding on the two dots, on Samach Aleph, Amud Beit, about a fourth of the way up from the bottom. The next piece of the Mishnah was Lo Yekel Adam Et Rosho, Keneged Shar HaMizrach, Shum Mekuvan Keneged Beit Kodesher Kodeshim. The person has to be careful not to do things that are Bechlal HaKalat Rosh, as long as he is facing the Beit HaMikdash. Omer Rav Yonah Omer Rav, this is only Lo Omer Elamen HaTzofim V'Lifnim. It's only from a point which you can actually see. It's not measured by distance, it's measured by Re'iyah, and it's only if you actually are seeing. It's not talking about that you theoretically could see by looking around a tree or something. It's also where there's no fencing between you that would make a mechisa. And it's only at the time that the Shekhinah is actually Shora in the Beit HaMikdash, not Bizman Hazeh. Try that again. This is only if it's from an area that you can actually see. This doesn't mean Har HaTzofim. It's any place that you're able to see and you're actually in a position that nothing is breaking your line of sight. It's also talking about where there's no geder between you. And Bizman Shashchina Shara, it's only talking about at a time that the Beit HaMikdash is actually active. If you're anywhere in Yehuda, then, what it appears to say anywhere, we're going to see it's a major machloket coming up, but someone who has to defecate in the area of Yehuda, where the Beis HaMikdash is, so you should not defecate Mizrach u'Ma'arav, facing the east or facing the west, because either his front or back is going to be uncovered, klapi the Beis HaMikdash, which is to the east or to the west. Ela tzafon v'daron, he should make sure that he's facing north-south. And if he's in the Galil, it's the opposite. In the Galil, you should only defecate facing Mizrach u'Ma'arav. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says this is not Nogea, because Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Asrela Baroe, Ubimokom Shein Sham Gader, Ubizman Shashchina Shorat. This is not Nogea, the whole Yehuda. Certainly not Nogea, the Galil, because this is only if you can actually see the Mokom HaMikdash and where you're not up against a mechitza. Not the Beis HaMikdash is actually there. Bechachomim Osrim, Bechachomim nonetheless say it's Osir. But you already said that. Bechachomim Hainatanakama. You started with saying it's Osir anywhere in the Galil or in Yehuda, and now they're just repeating the same thing. No, there's a difference. Ikebinayut's Dadim. Question over there is, you're in Yehuda, you're in the Galil, all right? You're not actually directly, necessarily, north in the Galil of the Beit HaMikdash. You may be a little bit, you know, off to the side or so on. So if you're not being Mechuvan Keneged Yerushalayim. So according to the Tanakhama, we're saying, look, that's at the point. The point is the general direction. You cannot be north-south, cannot be east-west, and that means anything that's in that direction would be Osir. And obviously, and if you're saying Yehuda, it means anywhere in Yehuda. But the Rabbonan that are coming to say against the Shita that says Dafke, against Rabbi Yossi, says Dafke Bizman Hazeh, when they are Osiring, they are referring to the situation that Rabbi Yossi said was Mutter. They're saying, if it's directly, it's Osir Afil Bizman Hazeh. However, if it's not directly, then it would be mutter, because basically they're expanding on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi took it to one extreme. His extreme was you have to actually be facing and seeing. So, I mean, clearly if they're coming to Asr, they would say, well, even if you're not actually seeing, but you're literally Keneged, if you're to the side a little bit, we're also going to be Matir. The original Rabbanan made no such distinctions at all. And therefore, Tzadim would be mutter according to the last sheet, and also according to the Tanakhama. Another Braisa has it, Tanya Ida, Hanifneb Yudas. Somebody is defecating in Yehuda. Lo yafaneh mizrach u'ma'arav ve'le tzafon v'darom. U'begalil tzafon v'darom asur mizrach u'ma'arav mutar. Ve'Rabbi Yossi matir shayi Rabbi Yossi omer lo asur ela b'ro'a. And Rabbi Yehuda, this is the new shita here in the Braita. Rabbi Yehuda omer bizman shebet ha-migdash kayam asur. Bizman shein bet ha-migdash kayam mutar. And Rabbi Akiva is oser b'chol makom. And that's a very important additional word, b'chol makom. Because, I mean, b'pashtus, you would say, well, the Tanakhama didn't say specific places. They just said the direction. Galil, Yehuda, so Rabbi Akiva, Hainu, Tanakhama. No, not at all. B'chol makom means anywhere, even a chutzlar. Sige b'nayim chutzlar. Rabba, have you shat in my livne, mizrachu ma'arav. So Rabba basically had set up livenim, bricks, that were on the ground, that allowed him to be in a position of standing, or sitting, squatting on a brick that was to the north. Remember, so the bricks were east-west, and then he would put two bricks, north and south. So he would sit, squat on one of the bricks, the north, facing south, so to speak. His rear would be south. And that way between the bricks is where he would defecate. But that means that he was makbid not to be facing towards Yerushalayim, even though he wasn't even in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently, he was passing Rabbi Akiva. Abaye wanted to be certain that this wasn't just a chance occurrence. So Abaye played around with Rava's bricks, and he grabbed his bricks, and he switched them around. Azor Abaye, Shadan and Safon Vidarom, and he put them facing the other direction. Rava comes in, and he reverses them to put them again. Mizrachu Ma'arav, one to the north, one to the south. And he says, Man Haidekam Etzayel, who's making me trouble around here? Anak Rabbi Akiva Sfirul. All right, I know what's going on. You want to test me. So I'm telling you right now, you don't have to come forward and volunteer to get your punishment. I hope that Rabbi Akiva, Yomar Bechoma, Kon, Asur.
There are punchlines flying all over the place
here. Tanya Yomar Rabbi Akiva.
It's outside with no walls.
Sorry?
Only if it's outside with no walls, this case is of deprecating outside.
According to Rabbi Akiva? How we paskin? Lomaisa we paskin Rabbi Akiva. Lomaisa we paskin that if it's a question of how far walls should be removed. In other words, let's say you're in a vast enclosure, whether that's called an enclosure. Generally speaking, the akapoda is if you're out in the open, feels like you're out in the open. Then to be careful on Mizrach Omarav if you're in that area and facing the Beis HaMikdash. But, as we're going to see, if you personally are right up against the Gader, then there's a personal relationship between you and the Gader. Then we don't take it as being out in the open. I once snuck in following Rabbi Yoshua into the bathroom. Three things I learned from his behavior. First of all, I saw that it was makbid to defecate only facing north-south. I also saw that he did not uncover himself while he was standing up. He first squatted and then pulled up his skirt in those days. And I saw that you do not clean yourself with your right hand, you clean with your left hand. Amarle ben Azai, so ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, "As such a chutzpah, following your Rebbe into the bathroom. How could you do such a thing? Ad kane azda panecha barabcha." Amarle said Rabbi Akiva, "What am I supposed to do? It's Torah. I have no choice. So I had to, it's Torah. Even more than it's Torah." Ben Azai, Tanya ben Azai Omer, so we find a brighter. Ben Azai gave it back to Rabbi Akiva right where it hurt. Ba'amachas nichbas yachre Rabbi Akiva lebeit hakisa. I once followed Rabbi Akiva into the Beit HaKiseh, ולמדתי ממנו שלושה דברים. למדתי שאין נפנים מזרח ומערב על הצפון ודרום. למדתי שאין נפרעים מאומד על המיושב. למדתי שאין מקנחים בימין על בשמאל. Rabbi Yudah attacked Ben Azai. What? Such a chutzpah? עד כאן היה סטפנך ברבך? אמר לו, well, that's a good teacher. He told me, תורה היא, ולמוד אני צריך. An amazing thing is that he already had learned all of these halakhas directly from Rabbi Akiva. But it doesn't matter. That was theory. I mean, there's a tremendous difference to Maisa Rav and Pratt. That difference itself is Torah Yivilil Mananit Tzarech. Rav Kahana, Ol Gana Tutei Puriya de Rav Sham, the Rav. Rav Kahana snuck under Rav's bed to see how he acted with his wife during intercourse. So Shammai, he hears that Rav is sach, you know, they have a conversation, and he's laughing, they're playing around. Vissachak, and only then Asatzrachav, only then he slept with his wife. All my life, so he couldn't constrain himself when he calls out from under the bed. Domei pume de haba ke lo shorif tafshila. I don't know. It's like you've never tasted anything tasty before. All of this foreplay. I mean, come on. All my life, kahana, are you down there? Folk, get that out of here. Lavurachar, this is not derechers. What am I supposed to do? Torah? What do I need to do? What are you kidding? Send me out from under the bed. How come we saw that both with Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai, we saw their special limud not to use your right hand for cleaning yourself? So therefore, yamin has nothing to do with your personal ishtamshut. It has to do with the chashivut of the yad yamin. And therefore, forget about your own personal hands. It's a remez to the netinat Torah itself. Rabba Barbara Chanamar Mipneshi Krovala Pelik. It's very simple. Let's not get all mystical about it. The hand that you use for eating is the hand that you do not use for cleaning. It's a personal thing. You put on your tefillin with your right hand, and therefore it has that chashivut. It's because the right hand is used by the conductor. And the conductor, of course, was the conductor for the Tabe HaMikra. As Rashi says, you use your hand, first of all, to indicate which time. You use your hand to indicate how much distress a particular time were in the word. You use your hand to indicate the volume level of that particular word. It's a very complex thing. And I personally, says Rashi, have seen people who came from Eretz Yisrael to France, and I saw them doing this. Quite impressive. During the Kriyat HaTorah, showing the Ta'amin, teaching how to go. You still see a little bit of it. Yeah, you still see it. But it's not as well defined.
There's no set definition of...
There is. There are different types of stuff. Yeah. This is actually an old machlokas. Why not to use your right hand for cleaning after defecation? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's because you do not expose a hand that is used for touching food, even if you're going to obviously wash it afterwards and so on. It still is best to keep your hand that you're eating with away from anything dirty. Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'nei shekotevba. It's because this is the hand that is used for writing Sefer Torah and so on. Rabbi Akiva Omer b'nei shemareba ta'amei Torah. Omer Rabbi Tanchuma chaniloi kol hatzanua b'beit hakisei. People who are careful about how they act in a bathroom are nitzol mishlosha dvari. They are saved from three dangerous things in bathrooms. And those dangerous things in bathrooms are snakes, scorpions, and shading. And this way you're safe from all three, and I can personally testify that back in the old days, out in the Midbar near Tveria, in my grandfather's Atzal's yeshiva, we had all three. And many were the times when I did not use that bathroom for the scorpions. So why would you be saved if you're tzanua in the Beit HaKiseh? Well, it sounds like it's very mystical, but the truth is, as Rashi says, you know, you startle snakes when you're making a lot of noise or tromping around or anything like this. Anybody who is tzanua is also quiet. It's very interesting. I had this experience today in the Beit HaKiseh. It's like you immediately know. Someone comes in and makes a lot of noise. You don't want them near you. You know what's going to happen? They're going to slam the seat. And they're going to be making all kinds of sounds during the Dhamma. And they're going to be bothering your Shmona. And it's always like that. It's like a whole syndrome. You know, there's just these non-tzanua people. So when you walk into a bathroom, and you're tzanua, so you're not going to bother anything. And everything is done as Rashi says, b'nachat. Everything is done calmly when someone is tzanua. There's these people go in and they have to make everything happen, and everything's boom, 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 boom. So the snakes don't like that. The scorpions don't like that. And when the mazikim see a person who doesn't think he's a big shot and is acting carefully, so they're chasalav. The more a person sticks out, the more it is that he's vulnerable to attack mitzad milasadi. Yeshu Amrim, others say, you know, a guy like that can also have nice, calm dream. Calm person. Af chalomotav miyoshovim. Allah. And who Beit HaKiseh Avi B'Tveria? That was it. That was it. That Beit HaKiseh, that famous Beit HaKiseh in Tveria. Avi Eile Beit Betrei. Even if two people would go into the Beit HaKiseh, even in the middle of the day, I feel be a mama mitzke, something terrible always used to happen. So it's a very dangerous Beit HaKiseh. On the other hand, Rabbani and Rabasi would go in all by themselves. They would go in one at a time, and nothing happened. So the Talmidim said to them, you're not frightened? Listen, we have a Kabbalah about how to act in a Beit HaKiseh. You want to know how to act? Kabbalah to Beit HaKiseh, tzniuta, do everything but tzniut, and do everything but shtikuta. You guys go in two at a time, thinking that that's better. And you probably make noise to each other to scare away the snakes and the shade and so on. It's the worst thing to do. Be alone, be quiet, everything will be fine.
Women always
do. Always. In England, they actually started building bathrooms for two. The public bathrooms stalls. In England, stalls for women, are for two. They love going together. I think something about those who go together, stay together.
What happened to them? The Romans, people would be sitting in a row, completely open to each other.
Not only the Romans, that's the norm. That was the norm until recently. But even in Meir Shearim, that was the norm. I mean, there were no toilets, but there were squatting areas.
And no division.
Kabbalah, we have also Kabbalah, how to deal with Yisurin. Kabbalah, the Yisurin, Shtikuta, don't make a fuss over your problems. And Miboy Rafa, pray a lot. Do not print booklets talking about the horrors and how it is that everybody has to give money to cure you and so on and so forth, with a lot of Rabbonim all signed and making a lot of noise. Abaya, Marbile, Ime, Abaya's mommy, who wasn't really his mommy, but his stepmother. So Marbile, Ime, Amra, so she... Abaya had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb, and everywhere Abaya went, the lamb was sure to go, which was to the bathroom. And that way, if the lamb would go to the bathroom with him, then at least it would be a greater presence to discourage Mazikin. So an Imra went in Lameo Bahadi Lebeit HaKiseh. wait a minute, I thought that's supposed to be for goats, right? I mean, why didn't she give him a goat like a kid? No, a goat, that's the worst possible thing. A goat is called a seir, and sheirim are called seirim. We just had the part. So, seir b'seir michlo, you don't want to attract any other types of seir. Rava mekami da havi reish, before Rava became a Rosh Hashiva and stuck out like a sore thumb, mekarka shel abat Rechista, Rechista's daughter was his wife, she made a little grogger, and she put nuts inside of a... one of those metal cups, and she would shake that, and that would scare away the snakes. But then after he became Rosh Hashiva, that wasn't enough, because then he was much more vulnerable. So she made a little window for him in the area where he would use as a bathroom, and she would stick her hand through the window and put it on his head to protect him. Somebody who has a wall is able to defecate there without going away from the yishuv, but if he's in open area, he has to be far enough so that any noises that accompany his defecation and are embarrassing is not heard outside. It's far enough away that nobody would notice. Isi Bar Natan matniach. But Isi Bar Natan had much more chomor. He said, "Achorei hagader kozman shemitatesh vein chaveiro shomea." On the contrary, if you're hidden, so then we need to worry about sound. You need to be far enough away that nobody would hear any embarrassing sounds. If you're in the open, then you have to be far enough as not to be visible. Meitve, doesn't it say in a braita? No, what we're talking about in this braita is a mashgiach of kashrut, which in those days was taharot. You have to make sure that an am haaretz doesn't come into your beit habad, and so on, and be metame things midrabanan. So how far away, what happens if the mashgiach has to go to the bathroom? What's going to prevent an am haaretz from suddenly walking in and touching something? It's amazing, the Hakpada, but Nani was just in Italy, and they had, there was this guy in the middle of nowhere, he had a kosher winery, and he himself, he was Jewish, but he wasn't from, this is the middle of what was it, what is it, Tuscany, yeah, and so she went there, she called me in the Tanya, that I should call him in Tuscany, because she had like an Israeli phone. Anyways, I set up this thing, she goes in there, and she wants to see the winery, he can't get into the winery, only the Mashgiach can get into the winery, he is locked out of the winery. And all of the pu'ulot are done by computer. So if anything needs to be done, something needs to be mixed, adjustments need to be on temperature and so on, all he has access to is a computer screen. If he wants to get in there, he has to call the mashgiach to come. So that's basically the way it was over here. I mean, except that it's even worse. You can't even have an amaret. So how far away, what are you doing? You got to go to the bathroom. Serious problem here. So it says over there, yotzi mifetach beit habad, you can walk out of the squeezing area. This, of course, is the for oil, but the same principle. Minifim la choriagader, and you can defecate behind the wall or a fence, and that remains tahor, vein tahorin. So, how is it possible? If you just said you have to go so far that ein chavero shomea itushutav, then it means it's not a choriagader immediately. So, this seems to be a clear raya against Isi Bar Natan's girsa. No, that's different, because they had to be mekel for mashgichim. I mean, otherwise, we're never going to have any kosher oil. So, the tarot tikilu toshma, kama yirchaku viyutorin, kidei shiehe roeu. Here we have the person himself, not the mashgiach. So what would be the shir over here? That as long as you don't have to go so far, and you could still see what's going on. But obviously if you're invisible, then so is the people that are going in. And according to what it was that Isi had learned, you're not supposed to be visible. Yeah, but that's Eichle Taris. Eichle Taris, Akil Borabona. The Rabona didn't want to make things so tough on them. What, every time you walk out of your house, your things are going to be tummy. It's because of that, they were made up to go to the bathroom, even not so far, where you could still see people coming in. Ravashi, you don't understand. Isi didn't mean somebody can't see you. What does that mean, that you're reduced to a speck? It means it means that someone could not see your nakedness. It doesn't mean someone wouldn't see that there's a person there. So you would be able to see if somebody was going in. So therefore, it's bechal no kasha. You do know that there's an individual there. There was this guy who was giving a hesped in front of Reb Nachman at someone who had died. And then Maspit says, this mace, Nifter was a tzadnua bar chayzav. Excuse me. You follow him into the bathroom. You know he's a tzadnua bar chotav, that you're giving a speech. I guess you follow him into the bathroom, no? I mean, after all, the Brayta says, ain't Korin Sanua, you cannot call a person Sanua, unless he's Sanua Bebet HaKise. Okay, Reb Nachman, come on, it's a hespit. I mean, leave off. Do we have to be that honest, you know? Reb Nachman, my Nafkalami, what do you care? Let the guy say he's Sanua. I mean, it's going to... No, Mishum Tatanya Keshem Shen Yifraim and Ametim. The same way the dead are punished. Kachan Yifraim and Asabdanim. A guy gives a hespit and say all kinds of nonsense about somebody that isn't true. So first of all, the mate will be punished in Ganem for such a thing. Oh, he's Sanua, is he? Play back that video, please. And let's check him out. And all the people that shake their heads, yeah, they're all going to go to hell. I'm not going to sit here and allow this to happen in front of me. You want to say something, you say the truth. Or you say what you know about. The din is, of course, that we do exaggerate a little bit. That's the rush brings. Except you can't say something that's momish, not true. I mean, that's terrible. And that's the trouble. To say something about a person that really is just not there. It's not part of them. You know, and it's and then it's a terrible thing for the people that are there, that pretend to go along with it, for this Hanifa, and for the Sabdan, and this Gerim Ra, for the Mace himself. Tana Rabbanan Ezeo Tzanua, another bright that says, what considered to be Tzanua Zanifna Balayla B'mokam Shenifna B'yom, that he makes, it seems to be saying, he makes the same distance between himself and the town, or if he's in an open area, Kadesha Lo Yiru, even though there's nobody there, nobody's going to see him, and there's no light to see him, but in terms of the Shechina, there's no such thing as a distance, and therefore he acts Balayla the same way that he acts B'yom. Eini, is that true? Didn't Rav Yoram Rav say, a person should make certain that he trains himself to move his bowels very early in the morning before anybody else gets up, and late at night when everybody is in their homes, so that he doesn't have to go out of town. And this way, apparently there is enough nafkamina between day and between when people aren't there, but otherwise what's the point? Not to mention the fact that Rava, the Imamah HaVayozelat Mil, Rava sometimes would walk a whole kilometer to get away from areas where people were present during the day, but in the middle of the night he would tell Amar Lelashami, Panali Duch Rechov Demata, find me a place even if it's in the middle of town. I don't need to be mitrachek. According to you, he should be mitrachek at night the same way he's mitrachek in the morning. How do you explain that? And Rabbi Zeir, the same thing. Take a look, see if anybody's behind our little Beta Midrash area, because I need to go to the bathroom. Apparently, he didn't go very far. And says the Gemara, sorry. We said it wrong. It doesn't mean in the same place where he goes to the bathroom in the day. It means in the same way. And as we said, person doesn't uncover himself unnecessarily for squats, then uncovers himself and so on. You could even have it the way you originally had it, but it doesn't mean place in terms of distance from. It means the type of place. Find a corner. Karen Zafi, the place where you're not exposed. That's the point. It might be close proximity, but it should be a type of tzanua corner. Get up early in the morning and do your needs at night and do your needs. And also, you should be mashmish v'shev v'alteshev v'timashmish. They used to use a stone to stimulate the defecation. So stimulate yourself and then sit down, because if you're first yoshev u'mashmish, then I feel sink shofim baspamia. You know, they can catch you even from Spain to here. Wow. But you know, love. Be'anshev v'yativ, if you made a mistake and you sat down first and accidentally achakach mishmish, maitakante. So your takona is, we have an incantation for you. Kikoi, when you get out of the bedroom, you should say like this, loli, loli, lo tachim, lo tachim. I don't want any of these types of, you'll notice the similarity to takon yud. It's a name of kshafim that has to do with hemorrhoids. Lo hani velo mehani, lo karshida karshav, lo karshida karshata. I don't want any stuff that comes from the wizards, and I don't want any stuff that comes from the witches. Keep Hogwarts out of here. Tanya ben Aze omer, al kol mishkaf shchav. Sleep on anything you want, but don't sleep on the open ground. You're sleeping bag. Al kol moshav shev, you can sit on whatever you want. Don't sit on a girder on the 93rd floor, please. Chutz min hakorah. Omer Shmuel, sheina b'amud hashachar. Let me tell you something. Best sleep of the day. Oh my God. The sleep right at amud hashachar. You hear those poor guys getting up to go to mates. Stay in bed. It's istamala parzel. It's like, exactly, but an istamala parzel, dipping barzel into water, or someone, it's a cover for a blade of metal that keeps it in very sharp shape. Others learn that it's a sharpening of the parsa, but whatever it is, it's really good for you. Of course, this is not saying you should sleep sheina the shacharis, that the Mishnah says, not a good thing. But amud ha-shachar, ah, it's delicious. Yitziyah b'amud ha-shachar, going to the bathroom at that hour is same thing, kistam on the parsa. Now, bar kapora, even though wasn't allowed to make any money off of divrei Torah, but I mean, he could sell bar kapora sayings, you know, 5 cents a saying. 5 cents a saying. So, avimaz bin milei bedinrei, so he would sell each one of his little verter for a dinner. So one was, there was a problem over here with intellectual property, copyrights, and so on, but to allow it to be incorporated in the Gemara, Bar Kappara accepted a one-time payment, and Ravina Ravashi stuck it in. So ad kafnat echol, eat while you're hungry. Don't wait till you lose your edge over the hunger. And ad tzachit, while you're thirsty, that's when to drink. Don't wait till you're dehydrated. And ad ratcha katrucha, while your pot is boiling, meaning you feel you got to go to the bathroom, that's the way to go to the bathroom. Shvoch. Another one of his sayings was, Karna Kari Abaromi Barmizbantene, your boy whose dad sells figs, and you hear the market call in Rome. Price of figs has just gone up. Don't wait for dad to come home. Sell, sell, sell. Teni devuz of him. Well, Marlo Abayla Rabona. Ki ayaltu. Bishvilid Makuza. Abaya would tell this Talmud, when you go out to go to the bathroom, these little paths around town, Makuza, the Mayfig, Beba Chakla, and you want to use the outdoor field to defecate in, be careful not to look around you, because the girls do the same thing. And Lotechas, to have your eyes looking around women when they're going to the bathroom, you know. Rav Safra, we had this Gemara earlier. Rav Safra had gone into a bathroom when Rav Abba was nachar le'abava. Rav Abba coughed or snorted at the door to see if anybody was in there and expected if somebody was there, he would go or something like that. And now, Rav Safra had just recently actually made aliyah. So he responds, Le'omar, come in. The butter, the nafak, after he gets out of the bathroom. So Rababa says to him, oh my God, you haven't even moved to Rome yet, and you're already acting like a Roman. What kind of nonsense is come in? Are you an idiot? What about the Mishnah? Remember the Beit HaMikdash, where there was a place where they had a Beit HaKiseh Shel Kavod, and it says, what is its Kavod? That if the door was closed, then somebody's in there. Certainly you don't say, hello, anybody there? It's clearly not very polite to answer. It's certainly not to say, come in. You know, what was he thinking, actually? He wasn't aware that they would make that sound just as a test. He thought that it was a sign that the man was in pain and was suffering from severe diarrhea or something. He was afraid, if he didn't tell him to come in, that he would actually endanger himself and he would be misukan. That not going to the bathroom when you need to and keeping it in can bring you to severe stomach illness, and the same thing would be for urine. Keeping it in can destroy your liver and give you hepatitis. Rabbi Elazar ala Beit HaKiseh. Rabbi Elazar came and walked into a bathroom, and this goy, this Persian goy, a chutzpanyak, comes in over there, and he pushes him away. Dachke. So Rabbi Elazar, forget it, I'll find another bathroom. So come, Rabbi Elazar, v'nafak. Meanwhile, this Persian sits down there, and a snake comes and bites his rectum out. Ha! So Rabbi Elazar says, oh, v'tein adam tachtecha, as God said, we'll give someone else in your place. That's not Adam, that's Edom. People like that, minhag of Seir. Now, what was David referring to when he says to Shaul, after the story of finding Shaul in the cave where David cuts off a little piece of his baguette that proved him that he could easily have killed him, and you see that I'm not your enemy. So he says to Shaul, you know, you see yourself, you were given into my hands. What do you mean, v'amar? Who said? It should have said, v'omar, I consider killing you, and then chasti alecha, I decided to have rachamim on you. Well, who is the v'omar? And v'chas is if it's a third person. So v'omar l'agach, v'tochas alecha, it should demand v'omar, v'omar ti mi boile, v'tochas, it should say v'chasti mi boile. Omar Rabbi Elazar, what it means is like this, Omar David l'Shaul, look, the truth is v'omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I should have killed you, because min ha-Torah ben harigata, sh'harei rodefata, you're trying to kill me, v'torah amra bala argecha, came long ago. We see from the din of Baba Materet, you're supposed to kill someone first before he gets you. But I couldn't bring myself to do it because of the tzniut. That tzniut shaitabacha I chasa alecha. It was what was chas on you. That's the point. I wasn't chas. Umayi, what was that tzniut of Shaul? Dechtiv, because look, it says vayavo el gidrot atzon ala derech v'shamar. What do you mean gidrot? So gidrot means that it was obviously geder betor. Geder, it was very, very hidden. And there, Vayova Shaul HaSechet Raglav, and it was there that Shaul went to defecate. So Tana God, Geder Lifnimi Geder, Ma'ara Lifnimi Ma'ara, and the Lashon of LaHasech, says Rebbe Lazar, means, Melamed Shesichech Atzmo Kesukah, that first, when he squatted, he covered himself with his skirt, as if he's sitting in a sukkah, and then he uncovered himself. Vayokom David, so what did David do? He gets up and he cuts off a little piece of the Me'il Asher LeShaul Balat. So Shaul didn't notice. Omer Bezmer B'chanina, call him a Vazet HaBegadim, somebody who treats B'gadim in this fashion, to cut a piece off. So Venu Nehemiah is in the end not going to be able to enjoy B'gadim. Because you'll notice this, Melech David Zaken Babi Amin, Ve'echasu B'gadim V'lo Yechamlo. B'gadim didn't help him to get warm. He needed other sources of heat. Im Hashem Esitchabi. So he says to Shaul, look, I don't know what is wrong with your brain, but I want you to know, Ata Yishmana Adonia Melech Divrei Avdo, if for some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sicking you on me, so then Yarach Mincha, you know, I'll have to speak to him, I'll bring a karbonas and so on, but I mean, Chas V'Sholem, if there's horrible people in Bnei Adam Arurim that are trying to talk you into, cursed people trying to talk you into believing that I would be trying to hurt you, then may God punish them. Now, this Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not like. Now, Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ludovit, excuse me? Im Hashem Hisitcha? But I sick? What do you think I am, a Mesit? You call me a Mesit? Oh boy. Hare Ani Makshircha B'davar She'afil Tinokot She'Beit Rabban Yodinoto. You're going to see what a Mesit can do. Look, it says in the Torah, Kitisat Rosh B'nei Yisrael, Lefkudei Yamadatu Ishko for Nafsho. It says in the Torah that if you're going to be counting B'nei Yisrael, you have to make certain that there's a kapora on them. And Miyad, so to speak, this is the Miyad of the Rambam. In other words, it's a psak. I mean, it's a din. It's kilo. It's miyad. Vayamot Satan al Yisrael vayaset et David vayem. The Satan was meisit David to count them. Vaylemor leich maneit Yisrael v'kiven demanino lo shakam in erkofer. Now David HaMelech wasn't able to bring a kapora. Most understand this to be that he didn't take money from them, which the Rambam says is ridiculous. But David really didn't know the din of the very shapusik. It's ridiculous. It's got to mean that he counted them shelo letzorach. He brings rayas from the midrashim seisa beferish, so that the kofer doesn't. It's only if you're coming to count for a specific purpose, then you take the kofar. But otherwise, there is no kofar. And then what happens? Vayiten Hashem dever bi Yisrael mi'aboke v'yad eight mo'ed. What is the eight mo'ed? Omer Shmuel Saba chatnei de Rabbi Chanina mishmei de Rabbi Chanina. From the moment of shkitat the tamid until the time of the zrikat dam of the tamid, almost instantaneous. That's the amount of time that the dever, the plague, was allowed free reign in Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says no. At eight mo'ed means all the way until chatzot, at chatzot pamash, which is the time of the hakrova of the tamid. Vayomer l'malach hamashchit ba'am rav. Enough already, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malach. Omer Rabbi Elazar, what's this Rav? Omer Rabbi Elazar means Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malach. You know what? Instead of killing so many Jews, take the Godol Shebem, the Rav Shebem, and that Rav, his death will be enough. Yesh bo li paramim kama chovot. That's enough to be mechaper many, 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 many chovot that are owed. Ba'otah sha'am et Avishai ben Tziruya sheshaku kiruba shel Sanhedrin. And that's when Avishai died. U'bahashchit ra'ah Hashem vayanchem. What is the Ra'ah? What exactly was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ra'ah in this Hashchata that led him to be Mitnachem Vayinachem al Ra'ah? My Ra'ah? Omar Rav Ra'ah Yaakov Avinu. Dichtiv Vayomer Yaakov Kasher Ra'am. Shmuel says he saw at that moment the Afer of Yitzchak, or Shpizei of today, that was Munach on the Mizbeach, because after all, this entire story, the Malach stands above what was going to become the Beit HaMikdash on the Mokam HaMizbeach, and retroactively turned the count into the count for the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Because in the end, David HaMelech ends up taking the money and buying the Mokam HaMikdash, because it stands over during our own Arvan HaYavusi. So therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw was the Afer of Yitzchak Avinu at that moment. Shenemar Elohim Yar Elo Aseh. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka says he saw the original Kesev HaKippurim, which were brought for all Kippurim on counts that are Nagei HaMishkan. Shenemar Velakacht Et Kesev HaKippurim Yed B'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he saw the Beit HaMikdash itself, because that's where the Malach was standing. That's the lashon of Re'iyah. Think about Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni too about this issue. Chadamar Kesev HaKippurim Ra'ah, Chadamar Beit HaMikdash Ra'ah. It's Mistaver Kamandi Yomar Beit HaMikdash Ra'ah, because that's where we have the ongoing Re'iyah, as it says, Asher Yamer Hayom Ba'ar Hashem Yira'eh. And if that's the case, it was a Re'iyah that was Nogea Lidorot. Continues the mission, Lo Yikanei Zedan La'arabayit B'maklo, and so on and so forth. And you don't make a kapandria. And what the heck is that? My kapandria. I'm a rabbi. Don't you see what it's saying? It's like the word, kapandria, kishma. What is that? Rukana bar Adam, Mishmeder Tzaba. The Raider of Mori says, look, it's obviously it's a Greek word, but it's been imported into Hebrew because it sounds like a notrikon. And what it, notrikon. So what it means is, like people will say, Adabakifna Adare, Kafndari, instead of walking all the way around the block, wouldn't it make more sense to Eobahaka through here? So it's a shortcut, basically. Kapandria, Adamakafna Adare. Let's go here, huh? Omer Nachman Rababavu. Anichnas Abit Akneset. Amanat Shalola Soto Kapandra. You went into Shul not thinking that you're going to go out the other door and Lamaisa end up on the other side of the block. You went into Davin, or you went into, if you needed to call someone, whatever it was, then Mutarla Soto Kapandria. Kapandria is only where you went in Lechatchila to cut through. And that would be okay. Rabbi Abu Omer, it's more than that. If initially this was a path that people used to cut through, and they built a Beit HaKnesset there, Beit HaKnesset cannot subsume the path, and people are still allowed to cut through. So, Ima Yashvil Mi Yikaron Mutar. Om Rav Kalba, Om Rav Unani Knesset, Beit HaKnesset, Li Yitpalel, Mutar La'asot Okapandria. We see that in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash it says, Ubevo Am Haaretz, the people would come in, Lifnei Hashem B'moadim. So it says, Beferish, Haba Derech Shar Tzafon, Lishtachavot, Yitzei Derech Shar Negev. How can you go out Shar Negev? You have to go out and walk all the way around Arabai. So you see that Adarabba, you do your thing, your mishtachava, and you go out the other door. And that's true about a Beit HaKnesset as well. Urekika mikavachor, for sure you wouldn't be allowed to spit. Omra bibi, omra yeshur belevi, kol rokek barabayit, even bizman hazeh, kilo rakak bibate, it's as if you're spitting at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye, kivayachol. Shemavaya ein evil ibisham kol hayamim, that I am going to have my shechina in this place forever. Omar Rava, you should know that spitting in a Beit HaKnesset, however, is mutter. Because look, not all these things that apply to the Arabite apply to Beit HaKnesset. For instance, and it says over here, you cannot wear your shoes in the Harabai. Okay, but people wear shoes in the Beit HaKnesset. So, Midin Havi Aminal, just like Aminal is Asr Barabai, in the Beit HaKnesset it's Mutar. So, to Rikika in the Harabai it is Asr, but in the Beit HaKnesset it's Mutar. Omelet of Papa Rova, sometimes it was Ravina to Rova, sometimes it was Vada Barmasa to Rova. I don't understand why you have a right to learn it out from Minal. I mean, why not learn it out from Kapandria? We said even today you're not allowed to do a Kapandria in a shul, so you should say, if you can't do a Kapandria, so you can't be Rokek. My wife said, well, if you wear a minhag, you can't be Rokek. Omar Lay, so Rava said to him, a smart aleck. The Tana learns it out from the minhag, okay? Not from the Kapandria, but you're much smarter than him, I guess, right? Vatamrit mi Kapandria. What's Rava referring to? Where do we find that the Tana Badaka learned Rekik out of minhag, the Tanya? Lo yikanes adam laharabayit lo bimaklo shebiyado, velo biminalo shebiraglo, velo bimaot atzurin lo besadino, lo bepundato, where they had a money belt, where they would hide money in, where you had your little sack move shalat leachorav, velo yaseno Kapandria. And Rekika mi Kavachomre miminal. Take a look at the Tana specifically says. You cannot spit there because you can't even wear a shoe there. If a minal, which is not there, he's a yon. And nonetheless, the Torah says to make sure better, shal na'alecha me'aragalecha. This is a makom kadosh. Take off those shoes. Rikika, shoe derech bizayon. Lo, kol shekein. Rebius, we don't have to go that far. Ain't it, sir? Because this is beferish. Ain lavo, sharam elkab lavush sak. You can't come to the gateway of the king, Megillat Esther, wearing inappropriate clothing. Shalom devorim kavachomre. I mean, sak. Inappropriate clothing. I mean, it's not something that nauseates people. It's certainly not most if they bust of a dam. Nonetheless, you can't. Koshkin Rikika, which is most in front of people. So if they melach machem lachim, lo koshkin. So how come you're so much smarter than the Tana? So he told Rav, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we should learn it out from Kapandra and not from Minal. Okay, come here. All I'm saying is like this. Why can't we take both Chumras? I mean, you're saying he learned it out from Minal. And what's to prevent us from learning out Rekika from Kapandria? That's all I'm saying. So we should pass Ken Achala Chumra and Achala Chumra. So we should have both Chumras. If we learn it out from Minal, it's Machmer. We learn it out from Kapandria, the Beit HaKnesset, we should be Machmer. And let's say the Harabayit, which is also by Minal, so even a bigger Kapha Chumra, Lelfa mi Minal, but a Beit HaKnesset, which is Mutter by Minal. So fine. So instead of learning it out from Minal for Etera, let's learn it out from Kapandria for Isura. So the real limud of Rava was, Elohim Rava, look, the bottom line is, you're sitting in your living room, okay? All of a sudden the door opens up and somebody comes through your living room, goes out the back door, says, sorry, I just need to get to the other side of the block. So I don't think you would approve, right? So a Kapandria, you would be mocked, right? So a Kapandria copied Inish, but spitting and wearing a shoe, look copied Inish. Wait a minute. Ah, Beit HaKnesset, the Kapandria is more Asr, and Rekika Uminal is Shari. Now, the actually, the place can bring that clearly if this is the basis of the Limud, then it's a function of social circumstances. And in a society in which spitting is not considered to be appropriate, which, by the way, is a very recent innovation, remember that every home had a spittoon, and that all the shuls, the derech up until very recently, the Yeshiva Yarshan, you spit in your living room, and then you take your shoe and you go over it. Of course, when the floors were dirt floors, obviously. But that was the norm. And I got to tell you, boy, was I shocked when I was a kid coming from America and people didn't have such things as Kleenexes and so on. They did the same thing with their noses.
They still do.
I could not believe it.
People still do.
Yeah. And that was the minhag and the Yeshiva Yarshan, fine. So that was the derech of the Gemara. But nowadays, the place can bring that now that it's looked at as mos and not done in a home, but certainly it's also in the Beit HaKnesset, because that's what Rav is saying. Kibay say. I mean, I'm going to be more makel on the Beit HaKnesset than your own home.
Today, on Yom Zayin La'Omer, Yisrochar Tafshin Samachay, Brachot Daf Samach Beis. And we were holding, I think, in the first word of the Daf, exactly what we were supposed to do.
Tani, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Pa'am Achat Nichnasti Acharei Rabbi Yoshua LeBeit HaKiseh. I once followed Rabbi Yoshua into the bathroom in order to learn Hanhagot Beit HaKiseh from him. V'lamadati mimenu shlosha dvarim. From his behavior, I learned three things. Amadati she'in nifnim mizrak v'araf el tzofot v'darom. I learned that it's usur to face east-west at the time that you're sitting on a toilet, and you shouldn't be exposing yourself, mizukumara, only north-south. I also learned that you don't expose yourself while standing, but only while sitting. And I also learned that you're not supposed to use your right hand for cleaning yourself. So Ben Azai told Rabbi Akiva, what a chutzpah. Atkan hei azda panecha v'rapcha. Nothing to do with my name, but this, atkadei kachra for the azut panim, to follow your Rebbe into the bathroom. Omar le torahi v'lilmod anitzarich. This is Torah, and I need to learn it. A general gives us one of the most fundamental elements of the power of Torah, that he could have just said, l'lumad ani tzorech, but I mean, obviously, it's l'lumad is Torah. I think the point of saying Torahi is part of the general Torah of Torah, that in the same way that a person who is tarud b'malachto, somebody's a gynecologist, there's no chashash of taiva of his gynecology, that's a halacha, this is what he's Isaac, this is his life work, the fact that he happens to be touching areas that are intimate is in a totally different context. And when you say Torahi, what it means is that the inyanim, which to you, those are private inyanim. They're not private inyanim. It's nafkamina what it's negea. The moment it becomes Torah, it doesn't have any of the elements in it that would, under normal circumstances, be in some way improper. And so once something becomes Torah, it's uplifted now to a darga in which it no longer has aspects in it that are negea ra. Tanya, of course, Ben Azai learned from Rabbi Akiva, this is the way you're supposed to act. So he followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom. Tanya Ben Azai Omer, Ba'am achat nichnasti ach Rabbi Akiva lebeit hakiseh. Ramadati mimenu shlosha dvarim, I learned three things from him. Ramadati she'in nifnin mizrach u'marav ala tzafon v'darom. I saw that he was noyeg l'maisa, like Rabbi Yoshua. Ramadati, and we indeed pask in this way, which is strange. I mean, it's really not that nogea us. I mean, we pask in like Rabbi Akiva, literally even a chutzlar. People are not all that marked on, but as I mentioned yesterday, it's because there are usually walls in your bathroom. The toilet is usually up against the wall. Since it's up against the wall, even though l'maisa mechitza doesn't matter, in other words, let's say if you're in a place where there's a building between you and the Beis HaMikdash, obviously a chutzlar, it's not enough to worry about it being within sight, but it's considered to be the equivalent of a kisui. Because if you're within Arba Ames, similar, even up to Arba Ames, of a wall, so it's okay not to be makbid on Mizrach U'Marav. But I mean, also only because that's the way it's become. Me'ikra Adin, it's not all that pashut. We also paskin like the Grohu Aser is even urinating Mizrach and Marav, particularly in Yerushalayim and so on and so forth. Again, because we're saying upon the idea of walls, so generally, again, we don't urinate in the open. We have some type of toilet device, or at least a wall of some kind. So Mamela, we're not all that makbid on this halacha, but it's fascinating. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, feel this one has that. But if you want to see, it's not so poshut to be same on this halacha of chitzes. L'maisa, as far as urination is concerned, there are poskim hutaina that since we wear pants, it's not really so nogea, in order to urinate, you once had to lift up your shirt, which meant that essentially you were exposing yourself. Nowadays, we have zippers, we wear pants, we keep ourselves covered, even b'shas urination, it's not considered to be bizayin, it's not an exposure.
What do they do in Scotland?
You lift up their skirts. I mean, what's so funny about it? I mean, I don't know anybody who lives in Scotland right now that's marked on these alochas, but happens to be wearing kilts. It's rather out of date, but you never know.
So, how does the wall make a difference?
The wall makes a difference. If it's up close to the wall, it's more like a kisui rather than a
pizza. Only going to be there in Yerushalayim or any of the walls?
Well, it's only the gap that's between you and your... Otherwise, you're facing the right direction anyway, so it wouldn't matter even if you're in the open.
Let's say, you basically, you could be the right... let's say you're in the wrong direction. But
that's what we're saying. If you're facing towards Yerushalayim...
And there's a wall between you and Yerushalayim.
And you're up against the wall. Yeah, not there's a wall. You're right. Up against the wall, then it's the equivalent of being covered by something.
Even the wall's to your back?
If your wall is to your back...
You're facing this way.
Yes, then you're considered to be covered by the wall. Well, amadati shein kan chabi amin ela bismol. So Rabbi Yehuda told Ben Azai, what a chutzpah. Ad kanei azta panecha barabcha. That's how you act with Rabbi Akiva, to follow him into the bathroom. Omar lo torahi. Vilan lo dani tzarech. You think that's bad? Rav Kahana, gonna to see Puriya de Rav. Rav Kahana wanted to see how Rav was knowing in sexual intercourse. He hid underneath his bed. Shame de Sach, Vishachak, Vyasatrachav. So he hears that Rav, he was talking with his wife, he was laughing with his wife, and in ways that he considered to be, man, very kalis rosh oriented. So he couldn't resist making a little comment from under the bed. And he said, my goodness, domi pume di Abba, get a little sharif tafshila. I see Abba's mouth. Again, Abba, my quote, Rashi, tons of Abba, the Lashon of Chavivis, for Abba, Lashon of Kovet, for Rav. The Pashas, the Lashon of Kovet, is one of the issues that does it brings. But I see that Abba's mouth acts as if he hasn't had anything really yummy to eat for a long time. Meaning you seem to be sort of into this. Omar Leis, Rav said, what? Kahana, hakat? What are you doing under there? Oh, get out of here. Lavu rachar, that's not their heart. Omar lo toragi, for the modern itzar. What's your business? Just ignore me. No, exactly. It's sort of like photography. To get a photographer. I don't know. Did anybody see Calendar Girls? It's interesting. Exactly the same that could have been there. Yeah, somebody's Isaac Bimalata. Is there a concept of Limotar is Limotar. Omar Rava. Says the Gemara. Nay, ma in the kankin be yamin ela bismol. Why do you use dafka, a left hand, and not a right hand for cleaning after defecation? Omar Rava, mipnei shatoran nitna be yamin. Shnemra mi yamino eish das lame. Part of the Nisei Hayam yesterday, in which Gabriel announces to the water on the right side to stay away from Bnei Yisrael, because the Torah was given me a mean, for like a Baruch Hu, and there's Mekabel that Torah. Rabba Bar Barcha, now man, the Pneshi Krovalapeth. Stop looking for spiritual reasons. Your right hand is what you usually use to eat with, and you certainly don't want germs getting on your right hand. So stick to your left hand. Rabbi Sharon Ben Lakish, Rabbi Pneshi Kosher Bat Tefillin. It's because your right hand is used to tie your tefillin, which is the mitzvah. Rabbi Nagma Yitzvah, Rabbi Pneshi Mar Eba Ta'amit Torah. It's because you use your right hand for conducting the Ta'amim. Well, nowadays in yeshiva, they've changed that to using your right hand for going like that. So really, you can't use that hand. But actually, they used to have a conductor that would make it clear what the timing are, so that the person who's laning would get things straighter for the kids who are learning how to lane. Kitzanoi. Rabbi Eliezer of Benesha Ochelba. This actually is an early machlok. Rabbi Eliezer says the reason that you don't use your right hand for cleaning yourself is because you use that hand for touching food, which gets into your mouth, and you have to keep germs out of your mouth. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer Koteva. Yeshua says the kedusha of your hand. You use that hand for writing, sefer tefillah, and so on. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer Mar Eva Ta'amit. Now, wait a minute. We tied it after Mashiv al Ruach Morid HaGeshem. The tea is replaced by water.
They forecast rain for the night.
So you hope that the Maisa B'Yevet, if you would say Mashiv al Ruach Morid HaGeshem today, would be okay. I'm Rabbi Tankum Bach HaNiloi. Chola Tzanua. There's three things you save yourself from by being careful how you act in the bathroom. First of all, if you act with sniyut, then you don't startle the nochash and an akrav. Everything is done with the delicacy and so on. So the nochash and the akrav don't get nervous, and they don't bite you. And even the mazikim, I mean, have respect for somebody, has respect for himself. Others say that also it helps your dreams to settle down, if you settle down in the bathroom. Famous Beit HaKisei in Tveria that had so many mazikim in it, that ki avi'ayle betray afilu b'yamama. First of all, during the day, mazikim usually stay out of the way. And if there's two people, they also generally don't bother you. This was such a busy for mazikim, Beit HaKisei, that even in the daytime, even two people together, British style, in the bathroom, would still get popped by the mazikim. Now, the latest is that the stalls are made big enough to accommodate two women at a time so they can talk to each other, which is actually part of the... It's interesting. It was a takona that was actually made that they ask on our sugya from the takona. It was a takona made that women should bedafka talk to each other in the bathroom. Rebbe Eliezer made the takona, which became... Yeah, but in any event, this was such a busy Beit HaKisei.
go out on the target if there's a different stall next to it.
They didn't have stall. But
so
I'm saying there was no aqueduct on stalls in those days. Stalls is a very brand new innovation. Yeah. Saying where you have stalls, it's less a new to have a stall for two, don't you think? You don't have stalls, mainly. You don't have stalls. That's the derech of the bathroom. It's not that stalls. Yeah, okay. So anyway, I know exactly where this Beit HaKisei is, by the way, too. In Faria. Amazing. Was he? No. So, actually, I've been in Faria for the past 30-some years. It's been very nice. And this day we built it. Rabbani Ravasi, I said, people couldn't go in even two at a time. Rabbani Ravasi, Avi'ayli Beit Chad Lechudei. Rabbani Ravasi had no problem. They could go in alone. Nobody would bother them. But Lo Mitzikim. Amr Lo Rabbanan, said the Rabbanan, said to them, Lo Mitzvitu, and you're not worried about going into that Beit HaKisei. Omaluhu Anan Kabbalah Gamrina. We have a Kabbalah that was given over to us about how to act in different circumstances. And what we were taught was Kabbalah de Beit HaKisei. The way in which a person should act in the bathroom is with tzniut and shtikuta. One should conduct himself with ultimate tzniut, keeping oneself covered as much as possible, and silence, not to speak in the bathroom. Kabbalah, we also have a Kabbalah about how one should act when he's under attack by Yisurin. Shtikuta, don't discuss it, don't complain about it. Umiboy rachame, and to be misfollowed, but not to be boy, to be Yisurin. Abaye marviale ime imra, lameo bahadeh lebeit HaKisei. Now, not everybody realizes that when Mary had a little lamb, everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, people don't think what everywhere includes. I mean, you know, they wonder, does the lamb actually go into the bathroom with Mary? Turns out that the mocker for Mary had a little lamb is Abaya's mother, who was worried about him being alone in the bathroom. Nobody else is supposed to be in the bathroom with him. So she bought him a little lamb, and she taught the lamb, wherever Abaya goes, the lamb is sure to go. And therefore, it was never alone in the Beit HaKisei. Now, the question is, literally, Ale Gadya, why a lamb?
I mean, didn't have a mother.
Why not a goat? Yes, the one he calls Ime, Mami. So why didn't she get a goat for him? Ah, because a goat is like a goat. What is the name of the mazikin in the Beit HaKisei? It's a sawyer. The name of a goat is a sawyer. You don't want to have, one sawyer can get confused with another sawyer. That's a dangerous kind of thing. She wanted to have a nice little lamb. Rava Mekame Davi Reisha. Before Rava became a Rosh Hashiva, so he wasn't in as much trouble as he was afterwards. Mekarkeshe Leibat Rav Chista Amguza Belakna. So his wife, Rav Chista's daughter, used to take a pot with nuts and bang them around to make noise and to chase away the mazikim. That was enough. But after he became a Rosh Hashiva, that wasn't enough. So, because, they're after Rosh Hashivas. So after Leikavta, she made a little window above the place where he would sit in the Beit HaKisei. Umancha Leyoda Aresha, she would put her hand through the little hole in the wall and keep her hand on his head as long as he was in the Beit HaKisei. So that would be the equivalent of two people and he would be protected. Omar Ula. You know, sir, I never learned your name. Huh? Shlomo Avraham. But, for some reason, you're looking down and sad. I suppose it's because the Yontav has left. So I just want to assure you, Yisru Chag is a happy type. So, Amarula, Achorei Hagader Nifne Miyad. The person who is going to the bathroom can go to the bathroom behind a wall. And it doesn't matter how close he is to other people. But if he's in an open area, he has to be far enough away so that any noises associated with defecation won't be audible. Whereas Isi Bar Natan says, no. He's behind a wall, but he still has to worry about audibility, and therefore should be far enough away that people can't hear him. You have to be more careful in the open, because you have to be far enough away that no one can see you. On this we ask, it says, Lagabi the halachot of Tumavitara. We often have a mashgiach, we had this earlier, that they would be careful to make the oil bitahira. So they needed a mashgiach to make sure, and no one would come in there. It wasn't shame. Namar, it shouldn't walk in. It's a place in Bane. Yes, hey, wonderful, beautiful. So, Yotzin mi petach Beit Habad, the Mashgiach can leave the Beit Habad in order to go to the bathroom. And if Nim la'achorei ha-gader, then Torin, and he can go to the bathroom immediately behind the gader, which means that he doesn't go very far away. And this is okay. No, that's because Bataro Tekelo, they were makel on a Mashgiach, because he needs to be close by in order to be shomer him. He can't go far enough away to be inaudible. Toshma, well, how about this? Kama yirchaku v'yutahorin, kidei she'eru'eim. The Mashgiach, if he's in an open area, how far away can he go from the place where they're making the wine or the oil? Only within sight. So that's the case. I mean, if he can see people going into there, then they can see him too. So how is that mutar? According to this, you're supposed to be, the way Isi Bar Nosson has learned, you have to be far enough away that you're not visible. But if you're not visible, then the people won't be visible to you. No, shani ochli tzara, gekil abu rabbonin. The rabbonin were makel for people who are eating the tzara, that they can be makel on dinim of beit hakiseh. Rav Ashi says the whole question is based on a misunderstanding. When it says in chaveiro ro'ehu, it doesn't mean that you're invisible. My kozman she'in chaveiro ro'ehu, the gomer isi bar natan, it doesn't mean that you literally can't see you. It means kozman she'in chaveiro ro'ed piru'o, avaludidei chazile. It means a person can't see you uncovered, but certainly can make out an individual there. So the same thing is true over here. You can see, the mashgiach can see someone going in, and the fact that he wouldn't be able to tell if he's naked or dressed, or whatever, that's not the point. Ahusa b'dana b'nochis kameder Rav Nachman, they were saying a hesped in front of Rav Nachman, and we don't know what it was about, but whoever it was about, the Savtan was saying, ah, the nifter was a tsanua burchosa. Says Rav Nachman, what does that mean? He's a tsanua, what, you followed him in the bathroom, you know whether he was tsanua. What are you opening your mouth about? He said, you know what you're talking about. So, ata yaltava de la betakise, viadata tsanua, yelo, the tanya inkorin tsanua, la misha tsanua betakise. Can't call a person tsanua unless he acts betsanuot even in the betakise. Okay, no, what's the deal? I mean, we know we exaggerate a little bit of aspen, no, sir. Let the, relax, let the guy say, he's tsanua, big deal, might not play. Meanwhile, let's make such a fuss over it, aspen. No, misha the tanya. Yishem shin Ephraim and Amitim, the same way that a mace is punished for his mace in Roy, kach Ephraim and Asabdanim? The one who says a hesped and attributes something to someone that isn't there is payback? The people who shake their hands and say, yes, yes, never, ah, terrible, yeah, much to learn from us. Also, they'll be paid back. As if they also participate in this nonsense. The mice of the Rush Paskins, that a little bit of exaggeration is acceptable because it's understood that that's the way in which it's meant. You can't say something that isn't true about a person, but you can exaggerate a quality so that people can see it, if that quality was truly there. Tenerabon, Ezehu Tsanua. No, Chas v'Shalom. Lastly, you shouldn't tell the truth. you should bring out the best of a person, but it has to be the best. You can't create things that aren't there. He's saying you can't call a person tsanua unless he's tsanua v'beit hakiseh. What are you saying he's tsanua? What is that supposed to mean? You don't even know. Tanu rabbonin, ezehu tsanua zeh nifna b'alayla b'mokom shenifna b'yom. You know that someone tsanua, he goes to the bathroom at night. Remember, they didn't have bathrooms, so they would have to go outdoors. Someone who's makbid at night to go to the same place where he would go in the day, such a person is tsanua. In other words, even though nobody's around, but he would be misrachic, that's what it seems to me. He would be misrachic at night as if people are looking. So he's mechaved himself in front of the Shechina and so on. Is that true then? Tini v'amr, if you don't marav, l'olam yanhig adam et atzmo shachriva arvid, kidei shelo yeh tzarich mitrachek. First of all, we know that the psak is a person should get himself used to moving his bowels in the morning and in the evening, in order that he shouldn't, early in the morning, that is, in order that he shouldn't have to be mitrachek before there are people outdoors. So obviously you don't have to be mitrachek when people are not around to the same extent that you would when they are around. Furthermore, we know that Rava, the imam ha'viyazel admil, Rava during the daytime would sometimes walk as far as a kilometer to get away from people. But at night, he would tell his valet, find me some place where I can go to the bathroom even in the middle of the street. Rabbi Zeir would tell his valet also, see if there's anybody behind the Beit Midrash over here, because I need to go to the bathroom. So clearly there's no din of Harchaka, or Rabbi Zeir and Rava would have been makbid at night as well. Answer to the Gemara, doesn't mean to a place, but it means keeping oneself personally covered, keeping on orders we saw before, to sit down first and only then down, and so on. Rav Ashi says, no, it could even mean b'mokom, but b'mokom not meaning the distance of the mokom, but the type of mokom. It should be in a keren zavis, let's say, more in a corner rather than the open. That's also an inyan of tzniut. Person should get used to moving his bowels early in the morning and late at night. Get up early in the morning and go to the bathroom. Or go late at night. In order that you shouldn't get too far away and need to go too far away from people. They used to have a minhag to stimulate themselves if they were having difficulty going to the bathroom, so you use a stick or something in the rectum, to sort of the way we would use an enema. And so do that, but be careful to do that standing up. If you sit down first, then that's very bad for Kisha. They'll always get you, and then they'll get you with a good shot of hemorrhoids or something. If you do sit down first, what can you do to save yourself from the Kshofim attack? Well, there's a magical incantation to say. Kikoi, when you get up, you should say like this. Loli, loli. Lo tachim velo tachatim, which is a remiss to tachtonian, which is hemorrhoids. Lo hani velo mihani. I don't need them. I don't need anything like them, actually. Lo chashi dechashi velo chashi dechashata. I don't need no magic from wizards and no magic from witches. Tanya ben azi omer al kol mishkav. No, they didn't have it. No, they didn't have what they should. How would they have what they would have? We're so used to the idea of sanitation and running water and so on and so forth. Yeah, this is all very recent innovation. Very recent. I keep pointing out to you, you know, you think about the good old days. In the good old days, you would paint the dead away from the smell. Seriously, this is not, I mean, the people used to have to walk around with massive holders of perfumes and smoke and so on just to be able to get through the streets. I mean, you read diaries of London and you know, in the 18th century, it's absolutely horrific. The details of the installation of waterways that would carry away waste and so on, and the complexities that it took to do, we take it for granted. It was major, major water works that were inconceivable. I mean, the Thames used to smell for miles and miles. You can get near it. It's amazing what we take for granted. Any possible junk that anybody had was simply deposited in the front of his house, in the middle of the street. When you're talking about offal of dead animals or excrement, or, you know, people would keep things in their backyard. You know, it's inconceivable to us. We literally would probably actually faint from the smell. I mean, we could barely pass by a nice, clean, modern farm and not have the kids, seriously, the kids all going, yeah, black. I mean, nice barnyard smells. But, I mean, this was horrific. You know, imagine living in the middle of a cesspool. That's basically what it was like. And but how recent would they have here? I mean, when I came to Seoul originally, in the Mayor's Sharm, they didn't have, they had public, no, people didn't have in their homes bathrooms. It was a public bathroom. There was no stalls. There were holes in the ground, essentially, over which you squatted. And that was it. I mean, they were tiled, you know, but they had these little squat areas. They still have them. Well, that's the way it was like, and it's all very recent. All of this stuff that we take for granted. Tanya ben Azay Omer, Al kol mishkav shav chutz min hakarka. You could sleep wherever you want. Don't sleep just on the ground. Al kol moshav shav. You could sit wherever you want, but avoid scaffolding. You know, chutz min hakora. Omer Shmuel, the sheina be'amud hashachar, as all of us know, sleep right as the sun is rising. Oh man, that is the best. Ki istam al parzalam. That's like dipping in the hot field, you know, you put it right into the cold water, it really tempers it. That's the way to go, baby. And Yitziyaba Mudashar. The same thing is true of using a bathroom early in the morning. Now, Bar Kapora would have a little shop in which he would sell sayings, 25 dinar, you know. So the sayer is in. Anyway, some of the things that he would sell, Rimazman Mili Bidinray, some of the things we're going to give away for free, but the copyright is over. So it's Ad Kafanta Echol. While you're hungry, that's when to eat. Ad Tzachita, while you're still thirsty, that's when you should drink. Ad Dratza Kadrecha, while your pot is boiling, shvok, that's when to pour it out, which is a euphemism for defecation. Another thing he said was, Karna Karya Baromi Bar Mizvan Te'eni. Te'eni De'avuch Zavin. When you hear the market open in Rome, ding, then you son of a seller of figs, even if dad isn't there and gave you permission to sell, sell! In other words, move your stocks when the commodity is going. And don't wait for permission. Abaye would tell the Rabbonim, when you go out in the side roads of Bechuzah in order to get out to the fields to use the bathroom, be careful not to look in either direction. Because there's often women over there that are doing the same thing. It's not very polite to look at them. Rav Safra, all of Beit Akisa, we had this back in Talmud, Rav Safra came to a bathroom, and he was using the bathroom, and Rav Abba, who needed the bathroom, sort of was nochale ababa. He coughed politely at the door to see if anybody was inside. They didn't have closed doors, but in the area. So Rav Safra was in the bathroom, said, oh, please, sir, do come in. Leomar, which is not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to go, which means that you're in there. So Basit and Afak, after he got out, you're not supposed to talk in the Beit HaKiseh, but after getting out, so Rav Abba said to him, my God, you haven't even gotten to visit the Romans over there in Seir. But you've already learned their mannerisms. What a disgusting thing to do. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, in Tamid, Midura Haita Shamu Beit HaKiseh Shel Kabod? And what was the Kabod of the Beit HaKiseh? Matzao Na'ul B'yadua Shei Shem Adam. It's not proper to go into a bathroom where someone is. And I was coughing in order to see whether anybody's in there. What kind of nonsense? Come on in. I'm shocked. I mean, indeed, how did Reb Safra do such a thing? Husavar misukanu. Reb Safra was afraid that Reb Abba only coughed because he was in dire need of a bathroom, and he felt that under those circumstances, he wanted to make him feel comfortable coming in, even though the bathroom was occupied, because the Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Amuda chozer meviat adam lidei adrokan, Silona chozer meviat adam lidei yerakod. That if somebody holds feces in longer than they should be, he can get ill with drokan, which affects the stomach and comes all the ruins the entire digestive system all the way up the esophagus, destroys even the mouth, as the Gemara says. And if you maintain urine in the system beyond where you're supposed to, it could back up, damage the kidneys, and end up giving you liver disease and cause hepatitis. And therefore, he felt it was very important for him to relieve himself. And some suggest it could be Reb Safra really only had come recently. It was Ki'ayo Reb Safra, we often could be. He didn't know that long ago, that everybody coughed. He thought maybe the cough was a gentle way of saying, I'm desperate, please get out of there. You know, like somebody would knock on the door of a bathroom. They don't take it because the door, if it's closed, is usually understood somebody's in there. Somebody knocks on the door. It's an indication that he needs the bathroom badly. So he thought that he was in a matzav of sakon. Rabbi Elazar ala beit akise. Rabbi Elazar went to the bathroom. Atahu, now it should say over your Roma, as we'll see from the end. A particular Roman, now because the censors didn't like the Romans, after all, were the height of civilization. They took out every place that Roman, and of course replaced it with a Persian. I mean, those are the Slavs. But actually, the Gemara says that the Persians are careful in beit akise, and the Romans are animals in the beit akise. So Lamai said, it should say over your Roman. The certain Roman comes along, and dachket, and he simply ignores Rabbi Elazar's presence and pushes at him, and he's acting like a Slav. There's like Rabbi Elazar goes away in disgust. Come Rabbi Elazar and Nafak, just as he came out, Asad Drakona Shanti Lekarkashe, and right where Rabbi Elazar had previously been sitting, this little tiny sheretz comes out and bites off the guy's rectum. Kori Ale Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you see, the Etin Adam Tachtecha, I'll put a man in your place. Don't read that Adam. Edom Tachtecha, we'll put a Roman in your place. So if anybody's got to lose a rectum, let it be him. Al Tikrei Adam Ela Edom. Now we find that David HaMelech, when he, after the story of Shaul, backs into this cave in order to use it for the defecation. So David cuts off a piece of his clothing to prove to him that he could have just killed him. But he tells him, you see, it should have said, Amarti la'argecha, I was thinking about killing you, v'chashti alecha, and I decided not to. This sounds like it's some type of third entity. What was the v'tochos alecha? It should have said, I thought, or I had rachami. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar lo David l'shaol, min haTorah ben arigata. Omar lo argecha is that the Torah defined that you should be killed. Because you're a rode. LaTorah amra, ba lo argecha, shkem lo argo. That you're mechuyev to kill somebody who's after you. But it was impossible. The tzniut shaitagefa, hichasa alecha. The way in which you acted provided such a protection over you that it was impossible to conceive of hurting such a person. Mayi, what was this referring to? Because we see that it says, vayavo el gderot hatzon, al haderech, v'shamara, vayavo Shaul ha'asechet raglavos. Obviously, Shaul was looking for a place to go to the bathroom. What he could have done is appointed a couple of watchmen and so on, kept people away. No. He finds the gderot hatzon off of the road, there, behind the gderot. That Sony finds a Mara, and there he goes deep into the Mara. Tana, as the Brita points out, this means Gderot is a Gader, Betoch Gader, and a Mara lifni mi Mara. And why does it say Lasechet Raglav? He covered himself over with his begadim so as not to be exposed. So this, despite the fact that he is in a Mokum Tsanua Shibet Tsanuim, and he's still acting with such nias, David saw such a tzaddik, such a tzanua. It's not shy to hurt such a person. Vayakam David vayichrot et knafa me'ila shibet Shaul balad. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, this shows you that kolam avazet begadim sof eino ne'enemihem. Because David cut Shaul's me'il, we find that David in later life, HaMelech David zaken babi amim, vayichasu bivgadim v'lo yichamlo. Begadim didn't help him because of the way that he treated the Bigdei Shaul. And then he tells Shaul something that's really a tough kind of thing to say. He says to him, Im Hashem hesitcha bi. Look, I don't know why you're acting like a meshumina, but if it's God who's pushing you to hurt me, so then you're Akmincha, maybe he'll be Makabal Karban from me. And then he continues to say, and if you have rotten people in Bnei Adam, Arurim, there should be Oru L'Fnei Hashem. I mean, so to put Hashem Yasitcha li together with Bnei Adam, Arurim L'Fnei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not like this. Amali HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, what? Mesitcha li tell me? What are you calling me? I'm a Mesit. I'm the one who's driving Shaul crazy. I'm making him into a nut that's chasing you. Now you're going to pay for that. You want to think I have to be Mesit? You'll see. You will make a mistake in something that even kindergarten children know. Dechsev et fair shapasa. Kitisa at Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudayem. V'natnu ish kofer nafsho. And you, David, Peter going to go around and you're going to make a census without the parshas of the sukkah, without taking the kofar nefesh? The Maaseh of the Ramban says it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, how could the David certainly wouldn't have missed out on the obvious meaning of the pasuk to take kofar nefesh? He understands that the point is that Kitisash wrote B'nai Yisrael specifically in terms of Kudahim. In other words, you're only allowed to take a census even with kofar nefesh where it's for a specific purpose, for building a mishkan or something similar. And David did it without that purpose. He analyzes the sukkah in the response of Yoav and so on in that light. For Chato Adi Noyelo Hinu Melech Olam Shakol Nihiyeh B'Dvarot.
Hey, what does it mean, Miyaz? I mean, that was a lot later.
It means as the immediate result of, even though it makes a time. So miyad vayamot satana Yisrael vayaset David v'hem lemor lech meneit Yisrael. Bekivan demaninu lo shakal minayu kofer dechti vayitein Hashem dever b'Yisrael miyaboke v'yad et mo'ed. So it was the equivalent of not taking kofer where it says kofer nefesh, that v'lo yehei, so there shouldn't be a mashkes b'Bnei Yisrael, so it came out to be a mashkes b'Bnei Yisrael. And it was a dever that went from the morning until the et mo'ed. How long is that? My et mo'ed. It means from the boker, means from the shchita tamid shaboker until the shat zrika of the tamid shaboker. A few minutes. Where the opener says, no, moed means ad chatzos lamish, until the time at which you can bring the tamid shaboker. So it went from the time of the hakravas hatamid until the end of the time that it's mutter. Vayomer lamalach hamashchit ba'am rab. And so it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chasadem, and he told the malach that was being mashkes, enough. And of course, they said, where was the malach? I made above the garner on a ayvusi. So it turned out that the minion was actually in the end, was for the Zerach of the Beis HaMikdash. As a result of this minion, David went out, purchased the Mokam HaMikdash, and that became now the tafkid of that pekida. So what does it mean when it says Rab? Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Le'Akadosh Baruch Hu Lomalach, totally Rab Shebeim, instead of killing so many of the Bnei Yisrael, take the greatest of them. Sheyesh bo liparamim kama chovot. In taking the greatest of them, very much will be mechupar. Bota sha'am met Avishai ben Tsruya, sheshakul kiruba. Kiruba shel Sanhedrin. Avishai was so great that he was rab in the sense of rov. He was connected to the rov of Sanhedrin. And in his death, he was mechap rab in Israel. Ubahashchit ra'ah Hashem vayinachim. What was it that Hashem saw? He saw something. What did he see that caused him to be mitnachim on the evil that was happening to him? From my ra'ah. Omar rab ra'ah Yaakov Avinu. He saw Yaakov Avinu. Dechtiva yom Yaakov ka. That it's the Machanayim, Machanay Elokim, it's protection. He saw Yaakov Avinu seeing the Malach come as basically protection for him. I can send the Malach this way, the children of Yaakov. Shmuel says it was over the Mokam HaMizbeah. So he saw Ephrosh of Yitzchak. He saw the Ephra of Yitzchak on the Mizbeah. Shneva Elohim Yir Elo has said. The Lashon of Re'iah is the Re'iah of the Ephra Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omar, Kesef Kippurim Ra'ah. He saw the original Shkolim that were taken in the Midbar. Rabbi Yochanan says he saw the Beit HaMikdash itself. The Beit HaMikdash is called Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. So Avraham Avinu, when he came to the Mokam HaMikdash, he identifies it as the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see. So Vayar must mean he saw that place. And indeed, that's exactly where the Malach was aiming. Was directly above that Mokam. Pliki bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Chanam HaKesev HaKippurim Ra'ah. Chanam HaBeit HaMikdash Ra'ah. It's an old machlokas we find also in Stavrik Man Yom HaBeit HaMikdash. The most reasonable approach based on the Pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Beit HaMikdash and that itself became the Kapora. Shnema Asher Yeamer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. And therefore was the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw at the moment of this Pekida of David. Lo yikanes adam laharabayit v'makalo b'minalo. Okay, so we had yesterday, Barnea pointed out yesterday, we had that whole sugya, lo yikel adam rosho keneged har mizrach, which is daf in har mizrach, shumukhuvan keneged beit kodesh ha-kodeshim, he showed me the rav that points out that shumukhuvan keneged beit kodesh ha-kodeshim is bizman bayit rishon. However, it's a model. That doesn't mean specifically because of the Bayit Rav. In other words, the words of Uvan Keneged Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, as the Rambam says, that Lamaisa, you're not allowed to be Mekel Rosh anywhere, which is Keneged the Beis HaMikdash. Lamaisa, because the din of HaKolas Rosh, this is the way that Ronan learned. Rambam paskins the dinim that we have over here about urination or defecation are Nogeya even when there's no Beit HaMikdash. You have all of the dinim, same way that, as we'll see in a moment, you can't cut across the Mokam HaMikdash, you can't walk there without your shoes, all, with your shoes on. It's all of these dinim that are Nogeya, Bizman Shebet I mean, Dash Kayam or Nogeya, even Bizman Jain Beth. I mean, Dash Kayam.
And we can play soccer.
So the question is, what about playing soccer? So there, the Rambam asks that even though Bizman Beth, I mean, Dash Kayam, playing soccer indeed would be also anywhere in the Harabayas, and that's a That's even obviously this man's second explanation. We use it anywhere that is mechuvan connect. Mechuvan connect means in the broadest sense. We see directly. But that's there. He agrees that it's only this one should be something b'shayyan. Why? So most akhwanim learned that the din of kavod rosh is not midiraisa in yiras hamikdash. Yiras hamikdash refers to a specific act which is viewed as a bizayon, trampling, spitting, kapandri, and so on. Kavod rosh is an attitude. An attitude is only midrabbanan. So when it comes to the rabbanan, the Rambam is makel, even though his sheet is that the kedusha shechina is not b'teila. But when there's no fight, he's makel b'zmanas. When it comes to the other issue, there, the gadification, so there is mine, if it was mine. So here, lo yikanes adam. Yeah, that's a halacha. Yeah, it's a tough halacha. As we're saying, we're semech on mechitza. We're semech on mechitza. There are people who are makhid, and their bathroom should be set up in their way there. They're not nirshal. Nobody's makhid.
Plumbing in
and of
itself, and you want to leave the door on by itself.
The plumbing here.
Yeah.
Bad news, you know. Right. Bad news. Well, and not by the standards of the second base. We're doing okay in that level. Right? We may have to redo things, actually, when it gets time to build the base of English. Okay, so it says a person should not make a kapandria. What exactly is a kapandria? Amarava kapandria means what the word kapandria means. It means diagonal in Latin, so don't cut across. That's how the Oruch learned. In which case, Vit, Rav Chana bar Adam, Mishmeder Rav, Mishmeder Rav Sama, Breder Rav Mori, argues. And he says, Kamandi Omar Inish, that no, actually, it's been imported into the Aramaic, and now stands for a notricum, which is Adam Makifna, instead of my going around Adari the whole block, Eo the Ha, let me cut through here. So it's Aka Ade Kaf Dari, the house. Now I'll go here. So Kapandria. But others take out the Rav Chana bar Ada as a machlokas, but rather they say Rav Chana bar Ada Mishmeder Rav was masbir. What is Rav? What did he mean, Rav, when he said Tishma? He meant like the notrikon. Okay, so the Oroch sees it as a machlokas. Others learn that he's just explaining what it was that Rav said. As we know, the minhag was in all of the imported words from other languages to import words in such a way that they would have some import in either Aramaic or in Lashon HaKodesh. Many, many, many words like that that became, so to speak, Hebrew words. Even though it's weird that the word itself was Greek or was Latin. Dozens. That's our most recent one. There we go. Afikuma. That's clearly Afikum. So that's a kapandria. The truth is that if you walk into a Beit HaKnesset for the correct purposes, you didn't go in there to cut across, you can go out another door of the Beit HaKnesset to get you closer to where you needed to go. So you can walk in Amanat Shelo, La Soto Kapandria. When you go out, you're not mechuyev to go out the doorway that you came in, and then have to walk all the way around to get to the Makolet. You can walk out the door across and cut out that door, which gets you closer to the Makolet. Rabbi Abu Omer, Im Haya Shvil Meikaro Mutar. If this was the road originally that everybody cut through, and then they make it a Beit HaKnesset, that you can't take it away from the rishus that it always was anyway. And what's interesting is that some have the girsas of Chayim, that Omer of Kav, Omer of Huna, Nichus, Beit HaKnesset, Yitzpalel, not only mutar lasot kapandria, but that it's mitzvah lasot kapandria. Shenemar bevo ama aretz, lifnei Hashem bemoladim. It says that when they would come to the Beit HaMikdash, haba derach shar tzafon lishtachavad, yatza derach shar negev. So Yudavka went out in the opposite side. In which case, even if it gets you there closer, you would still go out that way. It's a mitzvah to show that you're a material in the Beit HaKnesset. You're coming in, you're, it's not just in and out. I use this as my malkum, and now my malkum takes me somewhere else. So if it's a kapandria, it's a kapandria.
The melech goes in
and out. That's a derech of chashivah. A normal guy can't use it. It's not to be used for your convenience. Same thing today. Somebody chosha comes. They don't make him go out the exit. It's nichras v'yotze. Okay, but a nichras v'yotze is for special people. Normally, there's a derech eretz. Here's where you come in. Here's where you go out. And we'll tell you where to go. You use the doors of the Beit HaMikdash for your convenience. Actually, it's interesting. There are those who tell them we don't pass him like this, but they miss differently. So they tell them from the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass him like this, even though he clearly says in the Dira Halacha that he does pass him like this. The reason that they say he doesn't pass him like this is because he passes that if you go into a Beit HaKnesset, if it's raining outside, and you know the old song, walk into the dirt can be pouring. So
California Dream, exactly. So, okay, so the priest's very happy. It's raining outside. Everybody's going to come in. What are they going to do? They have no choice to play in church. But we're not allowed to go into a Beit HaKnesset. So the Mishnah Berurah Paskin's over there. Even if you're going to go and you're going to say, you'll say a few and so on. So incorrectly, it was assumed that that was the fact of the Mishnah Berurah Lagavi. These other things, you go in for one tzarah. You can't use it for another tzarah, but it's really not true. The Mishnah Berurah Paskin's been feirish that you can go in, you're going to do something in Beit HaKnesset, and then you can use it as a kafana. Apparently, the difference is that your initial going in was in order to escape the rain. Then you can't fix that up by now going and doing the Lahavdil confession, you know. Rekika mikal v'chomer. Amr of Bidi Omri Bishu ben Levi. Kol harokek b'harabayit bizman hazeh. Even though it's bizman hazeh, the Beit HaMikdash isn't built, a guy who spits on harabayit, kila rokek b'batino. It's a v'yachol as if you spit into God's eye. Shemra v'aya eini v'li v'isham kol hayamim. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu says all the days, even where the bayit isn't there, my eyes and my heart are in that place. Omar Rava. Rekika b'beit HaKnesset sharia. However, in a shul, you are allowed to spit. Midat avi amino. The same way you're allowed to wear a shul. In a Beit HaKnesset. Just like a shoe, which is prohibited in a Harabayit, is mutter in a Beit HaKnesset. Aprikika, so to spitting, in a Harabayit it's prohibited, in the Beit HaKnesset it's mutter. Said Rav Papa to Rav, I mean, come on, it's not the same thing, is it? Some say it was Ravina said to Rav, some say it was Rav Amasa said to Rav. Why are you comparing spitting to wearing a shoe? Why don't you compare spitting to the Yisra of Kapantria? Omar Leis, so Rav said, oh, listen here, big shot. The Tana Yalot Mimina, the Adam in Kapantria. You read the Brisa. The Brisa learns the Isser of spitting from the din of the Mina'al. And you're saying I should learn it for Kampandria. What was Rava referring to, Mahi? The Tanya, lo yikanes la harabai, adam la harabai, lo b'maklo shebiado. Shouldn't it be carrying a stick, a walking stick? Shouldn't it be wearing shoes? V'lo b'maot atzurim, lo b'sadino, or b'pundato, or his little fanny pack, mufshelet l'acharav, v'lo yaseno Kampandria, v'rekika mikal v'chomer. So v'rekika mikal v'chomer is a reference to the Kampandria. So therefore, the Kavachomer Beferish, rather than the Brisa, is Mimino. Kavachomer Mimino. Ma Mino. She'in Boder Bizayon. Amra Torah Shal Nalechem Yarek Lecha. If a Mino, which is not a person, is wearing a shoe, he's not wearing it. It's not a Derech Bizayon. He's wearing a shoe for protection. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal Nalechem Yarek Lecha. Get your shoes off. So Rekika, which is a Derech Bizayon, lo kol shikain, you shouldn't spit, but you want to be Mavazah something, you can spit at it. So even if you're not being Mavazah, but it's a more Mavuzah thing, kol shikain, you shouldn't be spinning. But in a place where the minhal is mut, you see, it doesn't learn it from Kapandra the way you thought from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need the Kavachomer, and it's a Rehu Omer. It says, Beferish in the Megillah. Ein lavo al shar ha-melech belavush sak. You can't even wear a beged of sak. I mean, most Kavachomer, the sak is in Mose. It's just not dressed correctly. And nonetheless, and it's only with Tnei Basav Adam. Just say, really, Tnei Basav Adam. And it's only with Tnei Basav Adam. And nonetheless, Ein lavo al Tnei Amel. Rekika, which first of all is Mu'usa, and we're talking about Vit. We change the gear to Vit, we claim Melech Lokoshkin for sure. Oh, Marley, no, you misunderstand. I'm not saying that the Tana didn't learn out the Isser of Rekika from Minal. I'm saying that if a Minal is Mutter, that doesn't prevent us from learning an Isser Rekika from Kapandria. It's still a Kabbalah for Kapandria. So where it comes to learning out the Isser of Rekika? Okay, fine. It's an Isser. But you're not going to say, since the Minal is Mutter, so we should be Mako. We should say that it's more Chomer than Minal. And we should say the Harabayis, which is Usser than Minal. Fine. We'll learn out from Minal. But a Beit HaKnesset, which is Shari than Minal. So let me learn out now Aviyolat from Minal from a Heter. Instead of learning out the Heter from Minal, may let me Kapandri of a Lesser. Let me learn out from Kapandri of the Isser. Because, very simple, it's the difference is, says Rava. Oh, my Rava, you're right, okay. But the idea is this. How would a person act in his own home? Ma beito, a compadre copied image. People would not want someone cutting through their living room to get across to the backyard because it's closer than walking around his house. Nobody like that. But people are not mocked on spitting in their house, but where they weren't mocked. Well, no. We'll talk about that. Talk about it in a moment. So, but Rekika, I mean, I'll look up in English. People are not makbid about wearing shoes or sitting. Beit HaKnesset. Only a Kapandria is also Rekika, I mean, I'll sorry. And there's actual discussion on halacha, which the Mishnah Berurah brings up, that this perhaps was true at the time of the Gemara. People were not makbid when sitting. Would they have dirt floors? They spit on the floor and then rub it with their foot. And so they weren't makbid. This, by the way, again, was known until very, very recently. But that was the minute. I mean, I got to tell you, when I first came to Israel, I was utterly horrified by what bit and blew their nose. You wouldn't use a handkerchief. You'd go.
The old Indian nose blow?
The old Indian nose blow. Right on the floor. Make the Knesset.
And then you rub it with your foot. I was saying, you know,
foot only works a bit.
You're on a size floor, people.
Yeah, but that men have shiny.
Yeah, but it's very nice.
I'm saying, there they, you know, the old stones were basically half covered with dirt. They were not green in it. The Stiebler control. There's three people in there.
We had a spittoon in
this. Oh, a spittoon is a mile already. A spittoon is a mile. So now the Shiloh is whether.
The region of culture.
Right? Yeah, listen, again, these are very recent developments. Yeah. So the Shiloh, since Mr. Brewer raises the question, it's interesting how he puts it. He says the very rich people who have these fancy floors, they don't like people sitting on the floor either. That was his bonnet. Now that it's become. At the time of the Mishnah Berurah, it was very rich people. Now, of course, I mean, nobody has to know. The Shaila is whether it now becomes Osir LaHalacha because of Rava's comparison to the Hanukkah in a home, or whether it is a sort of kavua, a certain basal level of respect, and remains. I mean, that's a machlokes, I suppose. You don't allow a shoe. Of course not. You would never walk into a basement with a shoe.
You
can find it with shoes. You don't walk in. Take off both shoes, of course. I found that in Toronto.
You surely don't want shoes.
And very offended by walking into the house.
Excuse me, in Toronto?
I was just, I was in Toronto. I was at a relative of mine. And they were very mocked. I walked in with my shoes. So you see now we leave slippers in the front here, and that's like off your shoes. In Toronto. And I said, I lived in Toronto. Take off your shoes when you enter the front door. You leave them by the side of the door, and they leave you slippers to put on, just as an Oriental home. Ashkenazim. I told them, I lived in Toronto. We had children in Toronto. I never
such a thing.
They said that it's very nice. How was I supposed to know? They said it's very nohug.
Certain people.
Toronto.